Case number 9826, Rick Quill and Susan Hudson, east of Road 268 and east of Route 1, being Lot 4 within Carpenter's Crossing Development. A special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the maximum allowable signs on a billboard.
Susie Hudson, home address? 117 East Wild Rabbit Run, Covey Creek, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, is that where you live?
Well, I wasn't sure if you wanted the address of the property.
All right, come on, I swear to you.
Oh, whoops. Yeah, well, I've never done this.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, this is simple. I am trying to put up a billboard on a vacant lot, which is located at Carpenter's Crossing. It is located at near the Wawa on Route 1 and Kings Highway. Actually, the lot is adjacent to Route 268. Why I want to do it is just a little relief from making the mortgage payments, the HOA payments, and the sewer payments. Right now there is a sale sign on it. It is not on the multi list. It was one of my first investments, and I, with this market, I really would not like to sell it. And if I can get a billboard up there, then it would make me real happy. Right now, the dental group is on one side. Mercantile Bank backs up to it. Mercantile Peninsula Bank backs up to it. And the new community bank is on the south side, the back of it. I don't know that it would be any threat to anybody. Actually, it might create more parking for them down the road if I don't build on it. And also, the setbacks on that property are pretty steep for building, and I would cut down several of the trees that Del Dot have to trim all the time. I would cut all those large trees that were there from the original farmhouse, cut them down so the billboard would be more visible. And that's basically it. I don't know if you have a diagram. I drew a diagram of what I had seen at Five Points. Of course, on your printout, I had a choice of either going over 200 square feet per side or under. And of course, I went to the max. I just want a billboard on there. Whether I didn't understand on your letter to me that says I was asking for more signs than allowed, I didn't know there was a number you're allowed per side. So I was going by square footage. So you might have to clear me up on that.
Okay. Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance? Did you read those? Understand those?
I have the printout, and I asked questions at planning and zoning.
Did you receive on the application? You saw there were standards for granting a variance and also for special use exceptions. Is that correct?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Okay, let me help you. Standards for granting a special use exception, which is to have the billboards there.
Uh-huh.
You have to show where it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Right.
Which isn't necessarily that difficult. However, the standards for granting a variance,
uh-huh,
you have to show uniqueness, that it can't otherwise be developed, that it's not created by the applicant. It will alter the essential character of the neighborhood and is a minimum variance to afford relief.
Oh, so it could be built on someday, but that would have to come down. The billboard would have to come down.
Right. But how do these things pertain to the request for the billboard? Is the standards that you have to address, or we have to identify with? Quite frankly, I don't see where it's obviously created by the applicant. You're asking for this. I mean, it doesn't, it's not that you have to have a billboard. It appears that it can be otherwise developed.
Yes, it can be otherwise developed, yes.
And, you know, what about uniqueness? What makes this unique?
A little smaller than the one that's on Route 1. Basically, I was just trying to find the best use for the property without putting a building on it.
Okay.
Is that with more of a molly pole or how was it going to be built?
With piling and I haven't really researched. I by the picture I put on my application, I took a picture of the one at Five Points, and then I saw a couple more on Route 1 towards Rehoboth. And I know you have to have access to get up there, but I want it so it's not on steel. I don't want it so expensive that I cannot take it down, but I don't want it to fly away either in strong wind. So piling and have it built by a sign company.
How long do you plan on keeping it up there?
As long as this market stays it the way it is, probably 3 years, 3 or 4 years. But if I really don't have plans of building on it myself, I'm not a commercial builder, so I am basically taking the easy way out, and that would provide an income on the property as opposed to putting up an office building. And I think Carpenter's Crossing is getting pretty crowded with cars and parking. And the community bank has asked to lease it twice and then backed out. I don't think they know whether they will need it for parking until they're built and more established.
Okay.
Ms. Hudson, we appreciate your candor and honesty, but the county has adopted an ordinance, and we grant exceptions to the ordinance based on need. And quite frankly, I don't see where this is something that's needed more than that is desired. More recently, we've granted billboards with monopoles type structures, single poles.
Right.
If we required that it be a monopole structure, would you be an objection to that?
No. And I wasn't really aware. Well, there is a billboard on Route 1 in that development, and I wasn't aware that it may not be allowed in there since there was one in there. And the people I talked to didn't present that to me either.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? 1, 2, 3. Would you like to come up and be sworn in, please? Ma'am, you can sit down right up front if you would like. Are you the only one, ma'am? Is anybody else back there in opposition would like to speak? Please come forward now. Okay.
State your full name and address.
My name is Melissa Jones, and my address is 145 Kingsbridge Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give me the truth.
I do.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi there. My name is Melissa Jones, and I'm the practice administrator for the dental group and also one of the owners of the property. We are in opposition to the billboard because our area is very unique in a lot of ways because it has been developed primarily as a professional corridor at this point. And We feel that there's already too much visual stimuli for a lot of the people that are traveling down that road. Especially, it's been observed that the merge onto Route 1 onto Kings Highway Extended has become an acceleration area instead of a deceleration area. In the first 150 yards of Kings Highway Extended, there are multiple entrances which need to have a lot of attention devoted to them, or else we're going to have a major catastrophe one day. We often have accidents in front of our practice all the time. And to create something that would detract from people's attention, we feel would be dangerous for our community. So, you know, it's not really in keeping with what's going on Kings Highway. And if it were to be developed one day, we would hope that it would be developed as a professional complex. That's basically all we have.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Chen?
Okay. Thank you.
Ma'am, would you want to come back up to the podium, please? Appreciate that.
I have spoken to Betty Gallo twice, and then they said they would lease it for a certain amount, and then they backed out twice. Basically, I don't, and right now they're parking across, their employees are walking across 268 to park their cars and then walking back across to work, which to me is dangerous. Because the traffic is heavy through there. But I don't think they really know what their needs are going to be until their construction's done. So I guess we just wait and see.
There is another billboard you have right there. Route 1 there.
Oh, Route 1, right. And I asked about that when I applied, if that was going to be a problem with the 300 feet away, and they didn't think so. They said because it was on a different road.
Okay. And hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 9826 under advisement.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9826 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Sutton, your case has been taken under advisement. You could stay if you would like. There may be a decision made later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay?
Next. Case number